morning for a little bit of time talking about the Taste of Home Cooking School coming to Bartles Hole Community Center tomorrow night.
That's right, Charlie.
You've been working on this for a while, and it doesn't seem possible, but we are here.
It really snuck up on us this year. It came pretty fast. We're really excited about it. It's going to be tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 5th. Doors open at 5.
Okay.
Show starts at 6:30. We'll have Jamie Dunn out there again. She's our culinary specialist. She's a local, so of course, we're always pulling for Jamie.
Absolutely. And of course, she lives still a little bit to the south, but grew up in Bartlesville. So it's nice to bring her back and have her do something she does on the national stage in her hometown.
That's right. And, you know, she's so much fun to just be around in general, but she's so much fun there on the stage. She always has jokes and tips and tricks in the kitchen. She just makes cooking fun.
Well, and it should be fun, at least most of the time, you know?
That's right. I mean, I grew up in the kitchen with my grandma and my mom, and so it's just a good time, and I really enjoy getting to just to see all the tips and tricks that she has. She has such good recipes, too. Mm-hmm. These recipes, I believe, actually come from ordinary people.
Yeah, they do. If you look particularly in the magazine, and they're usually in the cookbooks, the hardcover cookbooks as well, and there are several that I have collected over the years through some magazine subscriptions of people from Bartlesville or Dewey or Nowata that have sent it in. Theoretically, you send something in that you know you like doing that people will say, hey, this is good stuff. You send it in. They check it out a number of times in their test kitchens and say, yep, the recipe works that way every time, and then they publish it and put it in the cookbook, and then your name is famous.
That's right, Charlie. And you know, you said something about subscriptions. Everyone with a ticket actually receives a bag of coupons and goodies from all of our sponsors, as well as the national sponsors. So you'll get a Taste of Home cookbook and a free digital subscription to either Taste of Home, the Family Handyman magazine, or Reader's Digest. So you get to take that home with you. So your ticket is really paid for by all of these wonderful things that are in these goodie bags you're getting to take home.
And you haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's so many door prizes. And it's so funny because last night I was talking to my youth pastor and she said, I have a question for you. Can guys come? And I'm like, absolutely. You would be surprised how many guys win the door prizes. I promise you, we don't rig it or anything. They just happen to win them. So,
guys, if you want to be a winner, show up.
And,
come with your young lady or not so young lady, depending on who you have. Or if you don't have one, hey, it's a good place to meet chicks. Come on out.
And you know, my mom always said the best way to a man's heart is to his stomach. And we actually give these cooked recipes that she cooks on the stage away as door prizes.
Yep.
So, hey, there you go, right? There,
yeah. not billed as a dating situation, but it works out that way if you wanted to.
That's right, Charlie. That's right. You know, we are going to be doing a program that we do every year. It's called Cooks Who Care.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a ticket already or you're planning on getting a ticket, make sure you bring some of those canned goods or non-perishable items with you. And we're going to donate those to Mary Martha Outreach. So please bring those out. As soon as you walk through the door, there's some big boxes there.
Oh, yeah.
So bring them out and help us give back to our community.
Jamie and the rest of the crew over at Mary Martha will appreciate it because their food kitchen, people are coming in to, I need this or I need that every day.
That's right. Now, we've talked a lot about like what you're going to take home, but let's also talk about some of the booths that you're going to be able to browse before the show.
Wait a minute. There's stuff before the show?
That's right. You know, there's so many booths. There's over 40 plus booths that we've sold, and they have giveaways at each one of their booths as well. So we also have concessions there. So if you're planning on coming from work, stop by. Dinks will be giving, will be selling concessions there, as well as the Rolling Pin. And also classic catering.
Okay, so plenty of opportunities for you to grab something to eat. So you can come directly from work then if you want to.
That's right. You know, there'll be other places there as well that'll be having samples and stuff for you. But it's so funny because a lot of people say, do they have to be cooking together? Like, does it have to be cooking?
Right.
No, it doesn't have to be cooking. I mean, we have realtors, we have banks. We have the print shop coming. So, I mean, there's just a variety of different businesses that are going to be there that you can stop by everyday life that you might be needing to experience. So.
Okay. So it's people that are part of our community, people who want to, spend a little bit of time with you and let you know what they have to offer.
That's right. You know, and this is prom season. It's also wedding season.
I went to prom Saturday night. My wife teaches at a school north of here and was there for prom Saturday night. Had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, Gil's Hairstyling and Spa are actually going to be there as well. So if you're looking to get your hair done or nails done for one of those events, stop by, see her. She's got wonderful things that she has to offer. So she also, I believe, put some things in a goodie bag. So make sure you look for one of her coupons. You know, I always go to the booths like Pampered Chef and Salad Master and Tubware by Ann. They have all kinds of wonderful stuff just to put in your kitchen, and you would be amazed at the wonderful things that they have to offer.
They do, and I tell you, if you could spend time at any one of those and really, you know, learn a lot of good stuff before you go in and see what Jamie has to offer.
That's right. You know, there's just so many different things. I can't even name them all of all the wonderful things you're going to get to experience. And so we just really encourage that you come by and visit those booths before the show, as well as get some of the good food that they're going to be serving out there for the concessions.
Well, we'll highlight some of the good things that Jamie's going to be providing. And oh, and by the way, you got to have a ticket. We'll tell you where you can get tickets because it is tomorrow. We'll do that for you coming up in just a bit on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again talking about the Taste of Home Cooking School coming up tomorrow night. What time are the doors open at the community center tomorrow night?
5 o'clock.
Yeah. So if you're headed off to work at, let's say you walk out the door at 4:59 something or other, so that you're out the door on time, you can go directly to the community center, get something to eat, reserve your chair, and be ready for a good show.
That's right. I suggest when you first get there, go in, get your brochure, go get your seat reserved, get your goodie bag, because you want to have your goodie bag so you can put all the goodies that each of the booths are going to put in there. Mm-hmm. Get you something to eat. It's just a really good time. So.
Didn't we have some tickets, the VIPs get the opportunity to go backstage with Jamie and spend a little bit of time with her and see how she gets everything ready for the show?
That's right. You know, our VIP tickets include exclusive VIP browsing, so they get to get in at 4:30, as well as they're going to get that meet and greet with Jamie backstage, and then they're going to get a complimentary cookbook as well. And we have kind of a surprise for them this year, a special just from us here at the station, because we're so happy that our VIPs, we continuously have a bunch of people who come back each year, so we wanted to do something a little special for them. So you'll be able to see that tomorrow night when you come to the green room to meet me for your meet and greet. And so you're also going to get that behind-the-scenes tour with Jamie. They go back, they see what we've been doing all day, as well as they're going to come on the stage. Jamie has her little selfie stick. She usually sticks out there, and they'll take a picture with her, and she'll sign your cookbook. So it's just a really good time to be able to spend that time with Jamie one-on-one before the show actually starts.
That is so neat. And you can get to spend some time with Jamie and talk to her to find out how she gets everything ready for the show. And I know she had been doing a lot of preparation materials throughout the afternoon. Jamie's checking in with us on the phone, and we can get to a little time with her. Good morning, Jamie. You're getting all set for the Taste of Home Cooking School tomorrow night in Bartlesville, right?
Yes, I sure am, and I cannot wait to be in Bartlesville. It is always such a fun show. It's just a highlight of the year for me, and I think that anybody who comes out of it have a great time, whether they're a VIP or, general admission.
Well, it is fun, and you get the. I know you've got some great dishes planned for us. I think you said you have 9 different items you're going to prepare for us on stage tomorrow night.
You know, I have 8 delicious dishes, all the way from appetizers, desserts, main dishes, all of those things. So, from the beginning of it to the end, I'm going to show you every step of the way.
Well, and you always have some great tricks for us, some things to look out for. I don't know what you got planned for us, but I know in the past you've been able to decode some of the codes that are on some of the spice containers. You can say, I don't even remember how long this garlic's been sitting in the cupboard. How do I know it's still good? Well, knowing garlic is good for seemingly for forever, but you have had some different ways that we can check things out and know that what we're using is fresh and is going to provide, whatever the spice is supposed supposed to provide for our dish.
Oh, that is absolutely true. Lots of tips and tricks.
And sure enough, it works exactly the way that they wanted it to work for you.
Right, you know, it's just really true. And dances are fun, but they're also, you know, helpful. They give you a feeling of confidence that you're doing this and that in the kitchen. And that's what it's all about. I want to inspire you to be confident in a kitchen, to want to cook, and to provide meals for your family.
Well, Jamie, give us just a hint on something that you're going to present for us on stage. And of course, it doesn't matter if you're sitting in the front row in the VIP section or two-thirds of the way back in the auditorium. It still is going to smell good while you're cooking whatever it is you're presenting for us on stage.
You know how buffalo wings are just really popular right now, and people love celery, the blue cheese, and buffalo sauce, and all that thing. But, you know, we are going to put it together in a lasagna. And so all of those flavors have come together in an explosive, flavorful lasagna that is just so delicious, and everybody has loved that. But I also have on the lighter side a grilled chicken salad that has a honey jalapeno vinaigrette. And that has been, above all, one of the most favorite recipes on stage this season.
Well, I think the buffalo wings and the lasagna, we were talking earlier about, are guys welcome to come? And I think between the lasagna and the buffalo wing flavor, you hit a couple of things the guys are going to gravitate to right away.
Yes, very much so.
You have a lot of fun, or it sure looks like you're having fun, every time that you're in front of people on the stage.
Yeah, you know, that really is what the show is about. If you like cooking and food, it's all included. But we are going to have a great time, so it's entertaining, it's fun. If you just need a laugh this week, need something where you can relax, this is your event, because you can come, relax, have fun, and just get away so that you think of your friends, your husband, your neighbor, whoever.
Well, I know we were talking about the backstage experience with you for the VIPs. You're there to answer whatever questions they have. If you can, provide them with some extra information on how the show works or how you got connected with Taste of Home, I bet you'd be happy to fill them in on that, wouldn't you?
That is the best part for me, is the VIP experience, because you get to really interact with Taste of Home fans, people who want to talk to you personally about, different questions or about how the show is put together or just anything. And that really is that face-to-face time with those VIPs. It's just a special time. So the Taste of Home are all about, our fans. We love that personal interaction.
Well, I think that shows even from the credit that you give whoever sent in the recipe for the magazine to the handshake and the presentation of the completed dish. Once you've done everything on stage, somebody in the audience gets that presented dish. So it's a personal touch from beginning to end.
That's very true, and that's what we want. This is all about the people who send in the recipes. Bring the light on stage, and those attendees, those people that subscribe to the magazines, are just very important to us. And, we love to give away the food at the end of the show. We're going to give away all the recipes that I make to individual owners, and they're going to enjoy that. They can even eat it tomorrow on the way home.
And I know Tammy loves to say, hey, just get together with me in the parking lot. We'll have a family picnic right here.
That's exactly right. If you just want to take a completed, lasagna or jalapeno poppers or something like that. So we really enjoy that, and I know it can be true as well.
Wow. Do we have a special cookbook that we're giving away for that one tomorrow night?
Well, actually, we are going to be giving away two cookbooks tomorrow night for our VIPs.
Two cookbooks.
Yes, this is the surprise we had for them. We are actually going to do a special this year just from us here at the radio station. We're going to be giving away the 5-ingredient cookbook as well as the Everyday Chicken Hardbook cookbook. So we're pretty excited. We wanted to do something special for our VIPs that return every year, especially even some of our new ones. We are pretty excited to be able to give that away to them just to make them feel a little bit special.
Wait a minute. They're already special. They got to meet Jamie.
That's right. And Jamie, Tammy has her finger spatula ready to go for tomorrow night.
All right. We're going to have to get her into tasting this.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, she is special. She gets to taste it for all of us that are out in the audience, wishing that we could be up there licking the spoon, so to speak.
Exactly. And, this season, I actually let several members of the audience taste the things that I make. Because there's one dish that I make that I'm going to make into 3 different recipes. And so that's one of the things that we're kind of enjoying, letting a few audience members taste what I've got going on stage, and so that way they get me more rich and engaged experience.
Wow. Speaking of being engaged, I know that you posted something to Facebook over the weekend, and a lot of people had some great comments as they were getting ready for Taste of Home Cooking School. So thanks a lot for putting that out there as well.
Yeah, we wanted to do something a little bit different. We've been at OAB Awards, and they've taught us a bunch of different tricks this weekend. So we decided to post a video that just showed a little behind the scenes of what's going on. It showed our bag stuffing. It showed some of the things from last year that Cliff's going to bring out, our little seating area that he always puts for Tammy and Dory, as well as those custom cabinets from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets that Jamie gets to cook on all night long. So
okay, well, I don't know if anybody is going to be Facebooking or tweeting during the show, because that takes away from watching Jamie with the show, but I hope so. I hope the rest of us can follow along from home. So
yeah, and make sure you use our hashtag hashtag BevilleToh and share your favorite recipes and also your photos from the show. We want to see what photos you took from the show, because we want to see it from your point of view.
So. Sounds great. Yeah, well, Cooks of Care, I know we talked about that a little bit, but bring something along, some canned goods, some non-perishable food items, and just pass along the wealth to somebody else.
That's right. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, you can come here to the radio station or give us a call at 918-336-1001, 918-336-1001, or go to Cliff's Flooring and Windows in downtown, RCB Bank here in Bartlesville, United Supermarket out on Highway 123, Keepsake Candles, the French Nest, Tallgrass Art Gallery in Pawhuska, the Bling Barn in Dewey, or you can get them for $13 at the Bartlesville Community Center or online for $11 at BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Okay, but again, we'd like to say hi to you, so give us a call and then drop by and buy your ticket from us.
Absolutely.
Jamie, I know it's always going to be a fun show when you're on stage and sharing some tips and secrets and recipes that always taste great, and again, that have been tested out in the Taste of Home Test Kitchens. Looking forward to another great show tomorrow night.
Thank you. I am too. I cannot wait. This is really a wonderful show, and can't wait to be there in Bartlesville.
Okay, looking forward to that, and I know everybody's going to have a great time. About 1,000 people are going to be walking away with some wonderful things and some great things for the rest of their family for the rest of the springtime and summertime.
That's right, Charlie. So come out and see us tomorrow night at the Bartlesville Community Center. Doors open at 5. Show starts at 6:30.
Okay. I don't know if there's any VIP tickets left, but if there are, give us a call. You can only buy those here from the radio station, 918-336-1001. We'll check news from the Oklahoma News Network on the way next. 44 degrees at AM 1400, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is 1400 K1.
In news, I'm Randy Renner. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and Chickasha Police investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in a creek. Authorities say the body may be that of a missing woman in her 30s. State Senator Greg Treat of Oklahoma City says allegations the legislature is doing nothing to address the budget shortfall are, quote, asinine, unquote. He says work on the budget actually began before the session started in February. While the operational costs of wind energy are low, it's the benefits to Oklahoma communities which really hit home, according to Wind Coalition Executive.